Right now, though, it is time for us to check sports. It is time to bring in Mike Kozzi. Good morning there, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, after yesterday, once again, we're kind of coming almost like a tornado alley here for some really weird reason. So, a lot of great pictures sent to me after the storms went through yesterday, Mike. You know, everybody having cell phones, and most cell phones now have decent cameras. And people say, does it appear to be so many more tornadoes? I think it's because more people have phones and they can take pictures instantly and quickly of these things.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like this hasn't happened before. It's just the root of all evil. The telephone is now a camera and everybody has one.
Yeah. So that's the deal there. I guess we can start off with the fact that you're online pick, by the way, Mike puts up his horse racing picks on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on our website, RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com, RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com. Just click on Kozzi's Corner. You had a winner yesterday.
Yeah, Danny California came through for us in the wet, just like we thought.
So congratulations on that. All right, did you see the story about the Mets general manager?
Nope. Not seeing much sports in the last day or two.
Probably just as well. I don't know what comments he made, okay? I really have no idea. But he apologized. He blasted the Major League commissioner. And once again, how was he caught? We were just talking about this. Everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got a microphone. So you, when you're in public official, you have to watch out what you say. He was criticizing the commissioner on a plan to play the team's scheduled game despite player protests over the shooting of Jacob Blake. He was caught on mic criticizing the commissioner. There's nothing wrong with criticizing the commissioner, but if you're going to do it officially. Don't say something stupid.
Well, yeah, he should. Yeah. And he should come out and say, you know, if I'm an owner, I'm pulling my team out of the competition. I'm not paying anybody anymore because the players want to run the league, so let them pay themselves, and my team will not be part of baseball anymore. Have a nice day.
Yeah, but that's the funny thing. You know, you're a general manager of a team. You're appointed by that team, and you're allowed to have opinions. And if the league wants to find you, that's fine. Let them find you for talking back to the commissioner. Who cares? But do it that way. Do it with the full authority of the team behind you, because it's more powerful than just making an offhanded comment off mic anyways.
I hope when you mean the team, you mean the ownership.
Yeah, that's exactly. No, that's no. Well, I do. I mean, mm-hmm. The ownership is the one that pay your salary.
Yep.
And you know what? Ownership, more than not, will back up their managers and their general managers in a confrontation with the commissioner. Now they won't back.
They should be in constant contact with ownership.
Now they won't back up an offhanded, backhanded remark that might happen on a hot mic that might be a little off guard. But they'll back you up fully if you get up in front of the press and say, "Hey, I think this is stupid." But anyways, there's that. What happened in hockey yesterday?
Close your eyes. Tell me what you see.
Nothing.
There you go. That's what happened.
No hockey, huh?
No, they didn't play.
All right.
Hockey is on the list.
They're on the list.
They're on the list. That means they don't come on my TV anymore either.
Why? What'd they do?
Oh, yeah, they're protesting too.
Okay. Wow. Hockey?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they have to gain by it. Everything to lose. The only in my opinion, all these sports are lucky that people aren't attending, because if they were, they'd probably be playing in front of the same audience as they're playing right now.
Zero.
I don't think anybody'd be paying to see these products, especially with what the athletes are pulling right now. I think that's one of the reasons why they can pull it, is because there's nobody in the stands.
Wow. See, I didn't realize that it that went into the National Hockey League.
Yeah, the only sport that is actually playing and participating and earning their money are the silent ones, the horses.
All right. So, well, what are we going to talk about then?
The horses.
Okay. I've given you a perfect lead in there. Okay. So, what do we have on the agenda for horse racing today?
Well, our online pick today is going to be an eighth race at Saratoga, and like you started at the beginning of this with talking about the rain, I'm not going to go to the turf today up there for a pick because I don't know if they're going to be on or not. And I won't know for probably another 4 hours when the Saratoga scratches come out. So our play today is going to be in the eighth race. 7 furlongs on the dirt. We're going to go right down to the inside. And our play is going to be the one horse, Fed Funds. This horse is bred if the track is still off. He's 2 for 2 in the dry. Only ran once on the wet track his first time out. But that first time out was without blinkers. As soon as they put the blinkers on this horse went 2 for 2, winning from just off the pace pretty handily, both at Belmont and Saratoga. So this horse has a nice work on August 21st up at Saratoga, a nice even 4 furlongs and 48-4. So this horse is holding his form and should get things done today in the eighth race. So our play for the radio today is in the eighth race at Saratoga. It's the one horse, Fed Funds. Today's Friday, so we have some weekend plays up at Saratoga. Quite a few stakes this weekend up there tomorrow. The eighth race tomorrow is the 7 furlong grade 1 4-go. There's 11 horses lining up for this race, so get your bets in. This is one of the few races at Saratoga this year where you have 10 or more horses, at least in the entries. You don't know what's going to go to post after scratches. Two horses I'm looking at here. One is the 7 horse, Win, Win, Win. The grandson of Sunday Silence is in a nice spot here. This horse was on the Derby trail last year, but I think this horse is a pretty good sprinter in his own right in one-turn races. If you look at his one-turn races, he has his best buyers there. He's most competitive there. This horse is training very, very well at Saratoga for Mike Trombetta. 12-1 morning line is a gift. If this horse goes off anyone at 12-1, I'll start lining up at the window. So I like Win, Win, Win in the 4-go, but I absolutely love the 3-horse Lexingtonian. Was in the Vanderbilt, where one of the favorites tomorrow, Whitmore's in the race, was in the Vanderbilt. Whitmore broke through the gate and was able to run. Lexingtonian, I found out, sat down in the gate and had to get scratched because New York has a rule that if a horse falls or hits the ground, they automatically scratch him. So what they did with Lexingtonian, they worked him right after that, and he worked out really, really well. So they put him on a plane, and they sent him to California to Bing Crosby. He was a little slow out of the gate, went wide, and at 8-1, just missed winning the grade 1 Bing Crosby at 6 furlongs by a nose. He was flying right after the finish line. Lexingtonian was the winner, but it counts at the finish line. So my top pick in the 4-go tomorrow is going to be the 3-horse at 10-1, Lexingtonian, and I'm going to use the 7-horse Win for my exacta box. The next race in the 9th is the grade 1 Sword Dancer. Excuse me, 3 turns at 1.5 miles. The speed of the race, right, is the 6-horse, Cross Border by Mike Maker. This horse ran in a Bowling Green, had some traffic issues, and came out of a real slow pace. Didn't get the lead that day, but this horse was put up through a disqualification. So even though the horse didn't win, the horse won. And obviously, like I said, there were some problems that day, which was evident by this horse being put up by the DQ. Expect him to be the favorite tomorrow. A horse you can use coming out of the UN is the 5, Corelli. This horse ran a pretty even race, second off a layoff for Jonathan Thomas, who's a 20% trainer. Ran third in this race, got Lasix and blinkers for the first time in that race, and expect him to be a little bit better with probably the best grass rider on to meet on top. Getting a jockey change from Centeno to Rosario is a good thing for Corelli. So we like the 6, we like the 5, but we're coming right back with the horse that won the UN at 10-1, the 2-horse Aquaphobia. This horse loses Bravo, picks up Irad Ortiz. This horse will probably run the same way that he ran in the UN, just off the pace, make the move on the turn, take the lead, and win. This horse is still in top shape with 2 works on August 17th and August 24th, being bullets at the Churchill Downs Training Center, which is a deep training track. So Aquaphobia is in shape. Expect him to sit a perfect trip just off the speed, and expect him to win the Saratoga up at Saratoga tomorrow in the Sword Dancer. So we're going to go with the 2 to win and a 2, 5, 6 exacta and tri box in the Sword Dancer. There's a couple of more stakes up there tomorrow, but we just don't have time to cover it. And those might be part of the plays that'll be online tomorrow on our website. So some nice racing tomorrow up at Saratoga. And the beautiful thing about horses is they just run. They don't complain.